Welcome to another episode of The World Around Us, where it's my job to sit down with world-class performers of all different types, from a normal person like you and me to the chess champion, and talk about the social justice issue that they have been through. This episode is going to be a simple talk with people like you and me, but it's going to be a lot more interesting than ever. The issue that I'm going to be talking about is related with the very famous topic, Islamophobia. Just a brief touch to the topic, Islamophobia is a term that refers to the idea when the Muslim community get targeted because of their religion. They get targeted through different methods such as verbal or physical abuse. So, now, you might be thinking that I'm probably going to talk about how men face different problems due to Islamophobia, but today is going to be something different. Today I'm going to specifically discuss about Muslim women, how Muslim women face problems. So, based on that, today's hot question is how Islamophobia negatively affects Muslim women. I have invited one of my really close friends who is going to share her experience or other people's experience related to Islamophobia. With a huge round of applause, please welcome Huria Khan. Thank you so much for inviting me to the show, where we as an audience get to know the second phase of the world that we live in. I totally agree with you, and it's my pleasure to have you on the show. Please have a seat. To begin with, I'm going to introduce this lovely lady on the couch. Huria has done her master's in Islamophobia and Muslim women. So, moreover, she is a professor and she's leading to help the women who are facing violence while working on her PhD. When I was with different Muslim women who had faced discrimination, most of them have told me that the media and the negative stereotypes are the main reason behind their bad treatment. After hearing that, I have started to look at the media through a different lens. Oh, wow. That's interesting. I have never seen media through that lens. I'm pretty sure that I'm gonna learn a lot of things today. So let's begin. While I mentioned the topic Islamophobia, the very first question that comes into our mind is that how Muslim women are portrayed by the media. So the reason behind me thinking that is because media is one of the main way that helps us to look the world. So it seems to, you're right, Angel, but it seems to be a very simple question that you're asking me, but this question has a lot of depth in it. To answer your question, I'm going to use a scenario that came to me while working at the campus. So, one of the women, she told me that due to the stereotype, nobody likes to talk with her. Can you even imagine that? Oh my god, that's not good. I know, right? But that's the reality. So the lady who came to me told me that due to the Western society, there's a fixed image of Muslim women. She told me Muslim women are known as she. So she, as a Muslim woman, so she is known or classified as a second class woman. If she has a premarital sex or affair during the wedding, she may be publicly stoned to death or murdered in honor or killing. Can you imagine that? She may not marry a Muslim, non-Muslim man, but men can marry with a non-Muslim woman, white woman. To add on, that's not the only one stereotype that I have been discovered. I've discovered a lot many more. So, some of them are men can have more than one wife. Like, there's the image that Muslim women have more than one wife. But that's not the reality. Muslim women testimony is worth only half of that of a man. There's a Western assumption that monogamy is a norm in the Muslim religion, but most of the Muslim men have only one wife. There's a norm in between Western people that Muslim men who have more than one wife, they do not treat their all wives the same, or they don't give the equal amount of time and importance to them. But that's not true. If they have more than one wife, that's their responsibility, or they love to give more importance to every single woman that they have in their life. So the image that the media created for the hijab is that when Muslim women wear them, they are covered in a tent-like garment. The media have also touched on the point that Muslim men beat their wives and they don't have any right to speak for themselves. So the media have portrayed Muslim women as a victim who is passive, speechless, and voiceless, and there's a lack of focus on the achievements of Muslim women. Can you imagine that? Like, Angel, can you imagine that, you thinking all that about me? No, I cannot. Like, seriously, I will never think about you like that. But that's the reality. People do think like that about us. Media portrayed all the Muslim women the same, but the Muslim women are diverse in their appearance, culture, languages, and anything else you can think about. European artists and writers portrayed a fictional version of the women as baited and exhausted objects. I have also seen the discrimination in different books that we read as a daily life, like in our daily life. One of the examples that came into my mind is in a book called Real Bad Arabs, in Arabian Nine Fantasies, such as The Sheikh, The Slave Girl, John Goldfarb, Please Come Home, Arab women appear as leering out of from their veils. Can you imagine that? They are shown to be as unsatisfied women. For example, Arnold portrays Prince Happy, a Mid-East sheikh with 100 or so wives. This means that film continues to show an Arab woman as a slave for sex, even though the image of a terrorist dominated after 9/11. It was found that reporters really give women the chance to speak, to look beyond the stereotype and get to know Arab women. OMG, Haria, I am speechless. Like, I can't think about anything else now. Like, I'm speechless. So, you've told me that they all are stereotypes, right? Yeah, they all are stereotypes. This thing actually happens to people. This thing happens. Oh my god, that's scary. But, so, based on that, like, As a regular, like, normal person like me and you, like, for them, they need to know the reality, right? So what's the reality? What's the reality? How does the Quran, right? The Quran? Yeah. Quran is our holy book. So yeah, based on the Quran, what's the reality? So how the Quran told the Muslim community to treat the women? Can you please answer me? Can you please give me the answer for discussion? Oh yeah, why not? So, the Quran has given both men and women the same duties. The Quran has mentioned that men and women have the same claim to paradise as men. Men and women both. The Quran makes no distinction between the testimonies of men and women. The Quran does not say that it is good to beat your wife or women. It is haram in the religion. Just for your knowledge, haram means forbidden by Islamic law. Quran does not prescribe stone and being for adultery or for any sin. It does stipulate harsh punishment for both men and women. So based on the stereotypes that media have portrayed, they only show that only women gets the punishment, only women gets stoned or face different punishment. But in reality, if men do something wrong, then they're gonna get the equal punishment as women. So the Quran tells us that Muslim women can have more than one wife. Muslim men have more than one wife, but they have to treat them equally. Like, there's a law. If you have more than one wife, that means that you have to take responsibility for all of them, and you have to give more importance. Like, everyone this equal importance. You got it, right? Yeah, I got it. These rules are really good, and they're totally different from the stereotypes that I have, like, that comes to my life. Yeah, they're totally different. Oh, yeah, I know, but people, they only believe on stereotypes. So that's why we are here. We are here to change the stereotype. We are not here to change the stereotype, but we are here to give the right information to the people. So, I have heard a lot about the man named Mohammed. Yeah, Mohammed. So, who is he? And how is he? And I know he's connected with the topic that we are discussing, but how he is connected? So, Muhammad was a prophet of Islam. He was born in Mecca. Muhammad was a well-known merchant and trustworthiness. He's known for a man who is raised who raised his voice for women. He's also known for the man who raised his voice for everyone, for girls, for their education. He has one of the famous quote that I always remember is it. So the quote is. Is it not a shame that one of you beats his wife? The best among you is the best to his wife. Only a wicked man humiliates his wife. Paradise lies under the feet of your mother. He mentions that the women have the right to get their education. Women have the right to educate themselves. And nobody cannot let them not have their education. Oh my god, he was a great guy, like a man. So, a salute to him. Well, now it's time for a quick break. We will be back after a quick break with Haria Ali on the show The World Around Us, only a Star Challenge. We will be back, guys. Show The World Around Us. Today I'm interviewing a young lady who is here to share her knowledge and understanding about the social justice topic called Islamophobia and Muslim women. A huge round of applause for her. So, back to our topic. So, based on the reality, what are Muslim women's rights in, like, normal life? So, based on the reality, in Muslim women marriages, the woman consent is essential. So, she can also refuse to accept the marriage. It's not always the case that she has to accept the marriage, the proposal. Parents or other who break her wishes or breaking the law of Islam, women have complete economic independence before and after marriage. Women can keep their property in their name. Muslim women can do what she wish with their wealth and possessions without the consent of her husband. She's not required to contribute financially as her husband. Muslim women have no legal obligation to even contribute to their own upkeep. Haria, I have a question. So even though she gets her right, but she still faces the discrimination because of the media. So how are Muslim women treated in the society? Like, based on the portrayal, right? Media has portrayed Muslim women in a very negative way, which gives them the higher chances to face the verbal abuse in the society. As told by one of the women that came to me, that at a grocery store, a guy swore at her and said, "You're not welcome here. You go back to where you came from." She told me that it's funny because she was born in Maryland, so she told him that I am American, I'm home. Muslim women have seen pushed in front of train, punched or kicked out of the train. I have seen that, like, I have actually seen that. One of the girls who was 24 back then told me that when she was a teenager, and now she currently lives in Washington, she hasn't always worn the hijab, but noticed that when she did, people would keep certain boundaries. It's not necessarily negative, but they're definitely treat hijab differently. She experienced her first meet incident of Islamophobic abuse on a public bus late year after over a decade living in the state. So she told me that I sat in front of a woman who grew tense and moved seats up away from me. I noticed her changing seat, but didn't think anything of it until I caught on she was being abusive. She started cursing out loud and saying, "We were devil," and spawns of Satan and something like that. Like, can you imagine that?
No, I cannot. Like, this thing happens to me, I will like die at that place.
But yeah, I know it's reality, right? Like, I don't know how they face that. So, right, Angel. But in other cases, I have seen a case where a pregnant woman, Muslim woman, was pushing a cart in a grocery store in California, and a man rammed the cart into her belly. Can you imagine that? It seems that the media helps in creating the image of Muslim women as the oppressed other, which will lead to improved case conclusions, stereotypes, and misrepresentations of these women.
That's unbelievable. Like, pushing a, like, okay, so banging a cart into a pregnant woman's belly, that's unbelievable. Like, I'm having goosebumps now.
So now let's move to the second and last question, which is our hot topic question two. So what are the impacts of the negative stereotype created by the media on Muslim women? So based on the information that I have given you, Muslim women face the same inequalities for employment because of the stereotypes that that are in the minds of other society members. For example, in UK, 12.5% of Muslim women are asked about their marriages or their families and their job interviews. For application for Muslim women with the headscarf and CV photos, only 3% of the company invite them to interview. In Belgium, 44% of the employees agree that wearing a headscarf can negatively influence the selection of candidates. Some of the Muslim women have decided to put their culture and religion beside their real life and start a new Western life. In other words, they are not following their culture and religion by not wearing the hijab or like following their customs or beliefs. They have stopped following when media represent Muslim women negatively for a long period of time, it leads to a self-doubt of their own identity. Muslim women have feeling of guilt as they follow their religion when it's not supported by other communities. Negative stereotypes lead the women to plummet to great despair due to the negative stereotypes that come from other communities. The communities, Muslim women get trapped into low self-esteem, strong anxiety, and depression. When the Muslim women are told that they are outsiders due to the media portrayals and the turpins, it leads to great isolation in between them. Whew, that's just unbelievable. Like, I even can't think about it, Haria. Like, how's that even possible? So, my last question from you is why do media portrays women in a negative way? Can you, like, be more specifically? Like, why only Muslim women? Why not white women? Why not black women? Why only Muslim women?
There's no right or wrong answer to this question. Each one of us have a different opinion on this question. So based on my opinion, most people have a negative view of Islam due to their lack of knowledge or about the religion due to the fact that the media portrays a negative view of religion. It could also be said that people have a negative view of Islam due to some Muslims act which they do in the name of their religion. But in reality, Islam forbidden terrorism or hurting innocent people. Ooh, that's interesting. I mean, that's interesting. I've never heard that thing, like, from anyone. Okay, well, that was it for today. Thank you so much for joining in and sharing your such a great information and experiences with all of us. Thank you, Horia. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. I wish you good luck for your future and continue the good work that you're doing, Horia. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Angel. You too, and I wish the same to you. So, well, that's all for today. We will meet next week with a brand new episode where we will talk about different social justice issues. See you all. Have a good night. Take care.